You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
And we have liftoff on a Friday. Great to have you all here. Roman Harper.
What's up, Paul?
The new host of the show, sitting here. I'm about to check out and hand over the keys.
We won't go far because I'm about to check out myself. We won't go that far.
Well, it's good to see you. We're 3 weeks away from the beginning of the season.
Yeah, man. Looking forward to it. It should be really fun. Our show, SEC Nation, we're going to be traveling, going to Como, Missouri. I've never been to Columbia.
You haven't been to Como?
No, never been. I think we fly into Columbia. I don't think so. But anyways, however we get up there.
It has an airport.
Yeah, we'll get up there some kind of way. Looking forward to it. I've never been on their campus. And hopefully I'll be riding around my scooter like always. And then we go to Nashville, which should be fun as well. You'll probably be singing karaoke down there on the boulevard. And looking forward to that as well.
Well, I want to start with just what you hear. Because now, the coaches aren't telling us anything.
They never do.
And but you got people everywhere, don't you?
I mean, I'm not supposed to tell you, but yes, wink, wink. All right.
What are you hearing? What's the buzz around the SEC? Let's start with your alma mater. I need to know what's happening with that quarterback situation.
That's the one thing that everybody wants to know, and so I think they've done a really good job of not letting anybody know. And only film we ever get is just them throwing on air, and we're not seeing them throw the ball against any defenses. I think it's a heated up competition. Jalen Milroe is probably going to get the nod or the early lead just based upon his production last year. But Ty Simpson's a guy that has the ability to be really, really good. He's a former five-star player. He can run. He can throw it. And then, of course, you got Buckner that comes in from Notre Dame. I wasn't as high on him, but clearly they brought him in for a reason, whether it's through the connection with the OC or whatever that is.
Have the advantage over Simpson because he's played, where Simpson is right out of school.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I think it should matter, but at the end of the day, you still got to win over the locker room.
Right.
So who's going to be that guy? Who's going to come in there and command the huddle? And I'm giving you all the same coach talking points. But, who's going to come in there, be able to say something in the huddle, and then the guys believe it and go out there and execute? I think what Nick's looking for is who's going to not turn the ball over. Like, who's going to not mess it up for me? I don't want you to mess it up. Let me go out here and help lead this team.
You call him Nick.
Yeah. I mean, am I supposed to call him Coach Saban?
I call him Coach Saban.
Well, I know him, so.
I don't know.
I'm going to call him Nick. I mean, his mama named him Nick. I'm going to call him Nick. He ain't my coach, so, I mean, I call him Nick.
That's fair. Listen, I just want to make sure you don't get in trouble.
You know what? This is not even your fault, Paul. This is not your fault. You know what I mean? Jamari got me all fired up earlier talking about guys that got drafted in front of me. So I got a little steam out on going on right now. I'm sorry.
What was that, 15 years ago?
Yeah, it's forever ago, whatever. But, he just kind of got me fired up. And so emotionally, I'm a little riled up. But
I'm worried about you because, you've told me some stories from the NFL that – I mean, you're getting into it with big, guys before the game. And, what happens to you when you get in front of the bright lights?
It's not only the bright lights. It's in between those white lines, Paul. It's like I just go into another place mentally.
And when you come on here, you're the same way.
I do. If you start asking me the wrong questions, Paul, you're right. I do start to heat up.
All I did was call you out for calling Coach Saban Nick. That's inappropriate.
It's not inappropriate. That's what I talk to him as every single day. Whenever I talk to him.
So when you see him, you say Nick.
I do.
For the record, I have never called him Nick.
I have called him Nick plenty of times. And I do still call him Coach, too. I say Coach or Nick.
See, I always call coaches Coach just in the event that I can't remember their name.
See, I do it for different reasons. I do it for more of, you know, a lot of times when you play for guys or they, you know, especially when you get to the NFL and other things.
Do you call Sean Payton Sean?
Yeah, I call him Sean or I call him Coach. It's, you know, it's just that respect factor. Respect is earned, never given. So I earn the respect of him. He calls me Roman. I call him Sean. I call my former DB coach, D.A., Dennis Allen. I call him D.A. I don't call him, like, Coach D.A. or
I could stand for something else, too, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just simple. And because I'm kind of in that mode, okay. I always just go by that. But, look, Nick Saban wants to do what he wants to do. He's the one that will decide who the starting quarterback will be. I don't care what the OC says. Nick's going to determine what's best for his team. The thing I'm really looking forward to is not only the quarterback situation, but defensively, are they more disruptive? Can they cause more turnovers? I think that's the stat that nobody pays attention to that I thought that they were really bad at last year. And when you got to play every possession as true, you're going to give up some things, and it just makes it really hard to play solid defense when you don't cause turnovers.
We're talking to Roman Harper in case some of you were wondering.
Yeah, thank you.
Got a little bit off track. This is a schedule, Middle Tennessee, and then Texas. And it's important to get that QB in there because Texas has a quarterback.
They do. They got two of them that are pretty good. Quinn Ewers is really good. And, of course, you got Arch Manning behind him, who everybody's really, really high on. It's really interesting to see. I think Steve Sarkisian did an amazing job calling the game Texas last year. And he's going to have it dialed up again this year. It's going to be really interesting to see how Alabama tries to counteract that earlier. I thought last year they kind of sat back a little bit more and let things kind of come to them versus instead of trying to go out there and create it. I think they did a better job of that in the second half, trying to be a little bit more aggressive, more blitz calls early on first and second down, try and throw them off or get them in negative situations. If they do that, I think they give themselves a chance. Also, you got to win this game if you're Alabama. Like, really, you got to win this game. Like, there's you already got all the naysayers out there. Don't give them any more fuel for the fire like the rest of your Feinbaum callers and that are going to be out there lurking in the waters for when Alabama starts to slip because they already say and anticipate that the dynasty is over.
What dynasty?
I'm not dealing with you. I'm not dealing with you today. I'm not going to do this. You're not going to sit up here and get my weekend all out of whack dealing with you. I'm not going to do that.
You're talking about Georgia's dynasty, right?
Georgia's dynasty is full-blown kicking right now.
How many dynasties can a sport have at one time?
I think just one.
Yeah.
I think you can only have one at a time.
Well, so, that's why I don't understand when – and I've been there waving the flag since the day Coach Nick Saban got off the plane in 2007. But this talk about, well, you know, everybody's saying our dynasty's over. I heard a player say that at Media Days. We were together, I think, when we heard it. That's a false flag because when another school is going for three in a row, you can't really
you don't have the
claim
dynasty.
No, it's like saying that everybody's saying the Patriots dynasty is over. Yeah, it's over.
No, it's definitely over. The moment Tom left,
yeah,
it's over. I think that's so interesting though because the thing I love about Media Days is everybody comes up with whatever their false flag is, and everybody feels disrespected, and everybody has something. You know, for Georgia to come out and say, oh, well, we still feel some kind of slight or some kind of difference. Nobody believes that. Georgia has earned the right to be picked to be first in every category, and they've earned that right. And no matter who's lining up under center and who kind of leaves after them, they've earned that right. And so Alabama has to go back out there and earn the right to be called great and a dynasty again. And until you win it, because that's the standard you set, nobody cares if you win 10 games.
No.
Nobody cares if you win 11 games. If you're not in the playoffs and competing for a championship at the University of Alabama, it's not up to the standard that has been set previously by the people in front of you. So that's what it is, and you are what your record is. Alabama lost two games last year by 4 points. Nobody cares about that. Lost two games, and you didn't achieve your ultimate goal. That's the bottom line to be said.
Do you get tired of some of the narratives, though, when it's, you know, everybody elevates LSU because they won the division? But, I mean, they lost some inexplicable games.
I agree. The Texas A&M at the end of the year was –
but they won the game that mattered.
They won the game that mattered. And that's – So if Tennessee went 10-2 and they lose to Alabama and they lose to Georgia, it's like, is it, you feel almost, I'm not going to say you feel better, but I'd they would probably have rather beat Alabama to break that streak and lose to South Carolina. Because South Carolina, like, we don't care about that.
Tennessee had a great year.
Tennessee had a great year.
Alabama didn't. Alabama had a better record and a better finish.
It's all about what the games you win and lose. And it's just so funny because I think in the SEC, the thing that nobody, you know, is when and where you play games matter. So having to go on the road to Knoxville when Tennessee's as hot as they were, it was great. You came out of the coffin, the whole nine. Everybody was excited. Nation's there. Game day's there. The whole country's watching it. And it was worth the watch. It was a great game. Tennessee played better, and they made the plays at the end of the game. It's just interesting to see, you know, how this year, I think this season within the SEC is going to develop just a little bit different.
You were all over Tennessee in the preseason.
I was.
And then you bailed on them right at the worst possible moment. Who are you all over this year?
I think you're putting me on the spot right here.
Sorry.
I think
we can go to a break and give you a chance.
No, I don't need a break.
Give you a chance to call.
So I'm not that high on anybody. I think I got a couple sleeper teams that may surprise you that nobody's going to be talking about.
You were telling anyone, I mean, you were walking down the street telling people Tennessee was going to win 10 games.
And I was right. Yeah. I was the only person that was saying it too, which sometimes you can either be really crazy or you can be really right. And I was that guy.
This year you're not that hot on anyone.
I'm not as hot on anybody. I could see Georgia losing a game or two. I'm not going to pick against them yet because they've earned that right. But the two teams I will talk about, Kentucky. I think Kentucky could actually be better than what we anticipate just because Devin Leary at quarterback. Is he that injury prone, or was NC State kind of like cursed? And they could be cursed. Not only that, but their schedule plays out really well for them.
That's a ridiculous schedule to begin.
It's not that ridiculous at all. When you look at all the other teams, they're better than Florida this year. They got to go to Georgia.
Really, for five games, they should coast.
You think that, right? Okay, good. You know it. And then they got Tennessee at home. All right. At Mississippi State's probably tough, but you got Alabama at home.
Yeah.
And at South Carolina, at Louisville.
I think Kentucky could beat Alabama at home.
I've had a caller when I hosted the same show said that that's going to be the.
You once hosted this show?
One time, one crazy afternoon, I hosted the Paul Feinbaum show. And somebody sat over here and told me that Kentucky's going to beat Alabama. So hopefully we'll be there for the celebration, is what they told me. The other team I would talk about is that, call me crazy. Some odd reason, I think Mississippi State's going to be way better than what everybody thinks. It's not just an automatic win on a lot of people's schedule that Mississippi State is just lined up to be. I think them getting more to a little bit more of a balance on offense kind of works out in their favor. This LSU game, well, first of all, the Arizona game will be nice. The LSU game at home. Remember just a couple years ago.
They could win that game.
Who?
I mean, State could win.
State could win that game. And if they win that game, watch out. Now the rest of it is, now you win game. When you win games early that nobody thinks you're going to win, you're going to win games late that you probably don't have a business winning. And so I like that. They got Ole Miss at home. You got Alabama at home. Now the at Auburn game could be tricky. But when you look at Mississippi State's schedule, I like the schedule. I think it sets up well for them. I actually anticipate Mississippi State having a better record than Ole Miss this year. And that is probably
– hold on.
That is where I
Mississippi knew. Mississippi State has a better record than Ole Miss.
This year, yes.
That's your hot take of it. I want to let you go. Do you have anything else to do before you before the weekend starts?
And no, pull up Ole Miss's schedule and I'll show you why.
We want to make sure that
– Because I think Mississippi State
schedule
has a better – and it's all because Ole Miss is –
Well, that's a tough schedule.
Ole Miss's road schedule
Alabama,
is so hard.
Georgia, Mississippi State.
Don't just cruise by at Tulane either. Tulane was really good last year. And they also are a team that was started off in the original SEC. Probably going to be excited to say, hey, we still maybe belong. No?
Ole Miss blows them
out. Okay, Ole Miss blows them out. That's fine. At Alabama, at Auburn, which could be tricky, at Georgia, at Mississippi State. I mean, it could get – and that means you got to win every home game. You have to win every home game. And you got LSU and Arkansas at home. And Texas A&M. And so you got to win all of those and still clear the field on the road to make me feel comfortable about Ole Miss. I just think their schedule's so much harder. That's why I led off by saying it's about winning where you play teams.
Roman, the weekend has arrived.
Hey, I'm on Paul Feinbaum. Call my mom, Paul. Tell my mama you see me.
Thank you, Roman.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
Always, Paul.
We'll take a short break. Long way to go before we close up shop here for the weekend.
Oh, I'm gone.
Roman's already at the bar, at the local bar.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Well, we got John U. Bacon on. And Chris Paul Jr. Ross Dellinger with this. Pac-12 four have met without the commissioner to discuss the future. Next move depends on a decision. Time is ticking. Yes, it is. And I don't believe you're going to get the call from the bullpen to save you either. Let's start with some phone calls at 855-242-7285. Jay starts us off in Mobile. Hello, Jay.
Roll Tide, Paul. How's it going today?
Very well. Thank you.
I saw a talk show, a documentary last night. It was about Coach Nick Saban, and the documentary, it was all interviews of different head coaches that Nick pretty much saved their careers. Mike Locksley, Bubba Jones, Sarkisian,
right.
Lane Kiffin. But anyway, most of them, they're forever grateful to Nick Saban. And he pretty much saved their careers. He saved several careers, plus he increased their value.
Yeah, he's been the coach whisperer for a long time. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Good to hear from you. Doug is in Tulsa. You're on the air. Hello, Doug.
Hey, Paul. Hey, do you know what a Pharisee is?
I do, yes.
Yeah, for those who don't know, a Pharisee is a member of a religious sect. They were found in the New Testament, and they would walk around holier than thou, acting. They would quote scripture at people. They would brag about how they're obeying the law and how they gave money and to the temple, and they would look down upon sinners, and they would pray lofty prayers, and they would look good on the outside, but on the inside they were full of pride and just a haughty, evil hearts, and just full of themselves. And they actually used religion for power and for money, and they would just look down upon people. Well, Paul, do you know why I'm talking about Pharisees right now?
I have a hunch, but continue.
Well, see, Paul, Jim from Tuscaloosa, he needs a butt kicking. And this Okie just bought a brand new pair of boots. So I'm in the mood to break those boots out and see what we can do about Jim here. See, Jim calls this show, and he talks about how he's a Christian and how he reads the Bible and how he's better than other people. And when someone tries to, you know, correct him or shine some light on him, what does he do? He goes off and calls people devil worshipers and Satan and evil and just explodes. He's hot-tempered. He is full of pride. All the time he calls the show and brags about himself and says how he's the best caller and all this. Yet he calls himself a Christian. See, what makes me mad about this is that it's really a bad example for all the people out there that really don't know a whole lot about the Bible or about Christians. And I'm not saying Jim's not a Christian, but I am saying he doesn't act like one. And he certainly acts like a Pharisee. And speaking of somebody that does act like a Christian, I heard Legend, and you know what Legend said yesterday? Legend said, you know what, I'm not perfect, I'm a sinner. That's basically what he said. And he said, and I have to rely on God's grace every day. And he says, and if I make it to heaven, it's only going to be by God's grace. Guess what that is, Jim? That's called the gospel. And that sounds a whole lot more like a Christian than anything that you spout on this radio show. So you just, you aggravate me, Jim, because I like your crazy calls. I do. I like your crazy calls. I've said I've liked you before. But this whole Bible thing, and I'm better than you, you need to lay it off. Because what I saw yesterday was a Pharisee, and then I saw a Legend call, and I saw a Christian. I saw somebody that really understood what it's all about.
Doug, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We're heading to a break. More to come. We've started with Roman. We have a number of guests that will be dropping by. Your phone calls continue right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back. Mike is up next in Chicago. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, Paul? I had a question. Earlier, they were talking about equity, getting to college football, Florida
right.
State, reaching out to get a loan. I just had a question with the details. I mean, if I'm a booster and I built stadiums and auditoriums and different, and I don't get my money back, how does equity come in and they drop money and they get money back plus interest? As well as, if they default in the loan, who pays it back? As a taxpayer, it being a state institution, am I on the hook for the $160 million they're going to get? I mean, these details of these athletic directors operating like the football is a private institution or a, you know, private company, they could just, it's always they just play with my money. It's a state institution. Just like Texas A&M just throws away to $85 million?
Right.
I mean, it's just crazy. I don't understand how equity can just come into a public institution, drop money, and it's just that simple. Or how is it even planned to be done?
Yeah, I mean, I had never heard it before, but in essence, they're just getting a loan, and they have something they don't have not so much collateral, but they have an asset that these banks feel are worth it.
But if you have an asset and you don't give me my money back, I then have a right to take that asset.
Yeah, no, so I don't. I think I would agree with you that there's some debatable issues here, but there's a lot of, I'm not enough of an expert on the financial world, but there's a lot of junk that financiers loan money on that they go astray. And what it tells me and you here is that there's more to it than that. There has to be a unwritten, unspoken quid pro quo. We'll do this for you if you open the doors to the state coffers where we can float bonds, do this or that. I know that's convoluted, but I can't imagine any other reason why.
That's exactly what I'm assuming, too. Somewhere I'm on the hook.
Yeah.
And somewhere as a taxpayer, I'm on the hook where you get to play with the money that I'm giving
right.
you to educate.
And we end up doing a billion dollar bond for the city of whatever, and we make our money back. But yeah, someone needs to look at. First of all, I don't think Florida State is going to end up borrowing the money because I don't think there's anywhere to put it. Because I don't really think at this moment in time anybody wants Florida State.
Yeah, I totally agree. Also, and as I said, the booster, if I've been a booster for 20 years, giving millions and millions of dollars, and somehow or another, the idea of giving somebody money back with interest, I'm like, hey, what about me? I've been part of this program for a long time. Why don't I get any money back? But yeah,
100%.
It's just always the ADs, how they play with these programs like they're their private institutions or just to do whatever. And at the end of the day, somehow or another, I'm going to be getting pulled back in to pay money back. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Thank you very much. Great call, Mike. Important subject. Rick is in Houston. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Paul. Hey, first off, just want to send out my thoughts and prayers. Go Tigers to Hannah. Hope she has a speedy and quick recovery. But, hey, I wanted to talk to you about two of the three stooges. First stooge is Jeff from Columbus. You know, he yapped at you about being at media days and lathering up each other's backs when he spent the first quarter of his phone call lathering up Jim's back. Then he wanted to yap at you about, you know, why didn't you ask this question, that question of Commissioner Sankey. I mean, what's he want to know? Is the SEC going to pick up wrestling? You know, he's a fan of the Almost State University up in Ohio. They almost beat Georgia. They can almost beat Michigan. They can almost beat Penn State in wrestling. And then we got the second stooge, and that's I-Man. I-Man said yesterday that Jim came in and stepped over the top rope like Andre the Giant. It's more like he stepped over the bottom rope like Dink the Clown. It's not too long ago that I remember Jim calling I-Man I-Monkey. You know what he calls him now? He calls him I Flunky.
Thank you, Rick. Jack is up next in New York. Hello, Jack.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
So, I want to ask you a question about Michigan football this year. Do you think J.J. McCarthy is going to develop enough for Michigan to really do something this year and win the national championship, maybe?
I certainly think they're in a playoff position. Still have some doubts about whether they can win at all.
But we know now that it's no fluke. We've been here twice. It's second nature. We beat Ohio State twice. We whooped them twice. And now they're actually coming back to Ann Arbor this year. Do you think we're going to whoop them again and then go back to the playoffs?
I think there's a chance to get to the playoffs, but I happen to slightly favor Ohio State right now. I'd like to know who their quarterback is going to be, though, before I go all in. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Gene is in Barcelona. Hello, Gene.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
We are doing great.
Barcelona's really in the state of Georgia.
Yeah, I was about to start asking you about the beaches, but I'm glad you told me.
Yeah, I think the guy that called it says from Bandelich or whatever.
Yeah.
I think he's talking about a subdivision too.
Okay.
That's where I'm at. I live in a subdivision called Barcelona in Georgia. I want to talk to you. The other day, somebody's on there, and you made the statement nobody never had to ask to leave the SEC, but Georgia Tech did a long, long time ago.
Yeah, they did.
You may not remember it, but back in the 50s, Georgia Tech was in the Southeastern Conference with Georgia.
Yeah, I knew that, but I didn't know. I remember the guy. I remembered hearing about it, but they made a bad decision getting out.
Yeah, I think so. But I think they'd like to get back now. But anyway, I'm 86 years old. I played a little football in high school, and I played a lot of football for the boys' club. And I was a pretty good kicker, but I was a pretty big boy. The coach wouldn't let me kick. He wanted me to play defense. But that was a long time ago. Anyway, that's what I want to talk to you about. And that guy says it's in Bandelets, whatever, I think he's pulling your leg. Anyway.
Well, Gene, you tell everybody in Barcelona, Georgia, hello for us. Good, have a great day. We head next to Wicksburg, Alabama.
Hey, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Paul, how you doing today?
Charlie, we're doing great.
Well, my grandbabies call me the Bam, so I want y'all to start calling me the Bam from now on. Hey, is it party time today, or are we in church?
I'd rather be at a party than church today.
Well, I got good news from the doctor today, and I can start partying again.
Oh, really?
And, I got good news, but...
I'm curious because we had somebody talking about Matt the other day talking about a catheter. I mean, did I pick up a urology degree on the way in here today? I mean, what's going on here?
I don't know. I mean, mine is leukemia, but I got a good report. Mine ain't as bad as other people, but.
Charlie, tell me this, because leukemia is a serious deal. How do you cope with that? What's the process?
Well, it was 8 years ago I got diagnosed with white blood cell disorders.
Okay.
And it kept getting higher and higher and higher, and there wasn't no treatment for it. And my doctor went and started an office down in Oxford, Mississippi, and it's an hour and a half from Memphis, so I couldn't do that. So if there ain't no treatment, I wasn't going. Well, my primary care finally made me go back, and still my white blood cell count was high. But when it got to the point where it was leukemia, they put me on a high-dose chemo pill and what they call a IV hemoglobin blood treatment drip, and the total cost of the two treatments together a month was $45,000. But you know, I mean, I'm getting help. But anyway, I'm finally able to pick up the phone and call you again. And I've been watching the show. I'll record the show and watch it. But as far as being able to, I started on a chemo pill in January, and the high dose chemo pill just kicked my butt, and now I'm on a low dose, and the doctor report today is he wants me off the pill. Does that sound funny? Off the pill.
It does sound funny.
For 30 days and do a CAT scan. But you had your monkey man called the other day and talking about Bob Dylan songs, and I just want to say my favorite Bob Dylan song was with the Traveling Wilburys.
Really?
Do you remember them?
Yeah, sure. That was a bunch
tweeter
of superstars.
Tweeter and the Monkey Man.
Yeah.
And you got a tweeter that calls in, and he's really, all he is I don't know. My word for your tweeter man is judge not yet ye be judged.
Well, Charlie, listen, we're up against a break here, but continued success with your treatment, and we will talk to you soon. We head to the break. couple of guests straight ahead. We started with Roman Harper. It's Friday afternoon.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Welcome back as we continue. Matt.
Hey, brother. How you doing, Paul?
Matt.
I want to ask you a question. Are you guys going to be there in College Station for SEC Nation? And I want to talk a little bit about Jim. Before I ask that question, Jim's a hypocrite. Going in, legend, the way you said my black cat butter. Look, Jim, you act like you're a Christian, you're better than all of us. You're a hypocrite, you're narcissistic, and it's all about you, Jim. You know better than people back in the Jim Crow law days said you can't date for the color of skin because it's an abomination to God's eyes. Jim, I'm not perfect either. I've made mistakes in my life, and I have done a little bit of sinning. But the difference between me and you, Jim, is whether I get into heaven or not is based on how I treat people on earth. And what he wants me to do. And by the way, there's never like a little saying you should learn, Jim. The ignorance of man should run into his children unless they break the cycle. Jim, you know better than any of us. So why don't you go on political Fox News, go talk to your religion crap, because you're a hypocrite. You ain't no Christian, Jim. So shut up about your politics as well. Nobody cares about it, Jim. So get over it. Go to your nurse, get your diaper changed every day. Because I never liked you at all, Jim.
John is up next in Atlanta. Hello, John. John, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, sir. John with Southern Rains. How are you, Paul?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, Paul, got a couple questions. Longtime caller. Wanted to give you a shout. Just want to listen to your response and I'll hang up. Georgia going into this season, what are the opportunity or the chances of them three-peating, and what games do you see them getting tripped up on? Thank you.
Yeah, I think they've got a reasonable chance of three-peating. I think the difficult games are few and far between. I think Tennessee is probably the trickiest game they have, and then it's all about what happens in the SEC championship game in the playoffs. But I don't see anyone else coming close. I know some people will try to make Auburn into a behemoth, but Auburn's too young to deal with Georgia. Maybe another year. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We will check in with Dan in North Carolina. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
We are doing well.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
With the realignment and expansion for different conferences, and they talk about brands. I wonder, why are Army and Navy never mentioned as big brands that could possibly come into a conference like, say, the ACC, where it'd make more sense than Stanford and Cal?
Well, I think there is certainly an attraction to both universities, but I also think you have to wonder about the commitment that both have across the board to athletics and really whether it's feasible. And I just don't think it is.
Well, okay. When I think brands, I think those are big brands. But, yeah, you wonder, their biggest game is after conference championships. So yeah. I'm sure that's the biggest rating either one of those schools gets on television.
Yeah, and I mean, I mean, I think there are a lot of patriotic people that will support those schools, but I don't think it, in terms of a major conference, there's just too many restrictions. Those teams, we've all seen some great Army and Navy teams over the years, but I think playing an SEC schedule or something like that would just be way too, or an ACC schedule, even that would be too much. Stacy is in Tennessee. Hello, Stacy.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Well, listen, I was going to talk about this. And listen, I'm a caregiver. I don't get to call every day and everything. I got to take care of my wife. But this thing about Florida State coming to the conference now, correct me if I'm wrong. Back when Roy Kramer was trying to divide the SEC and he added two more teams, did he not ask Florida State when they were independent to come here and they said no and they jumped to the ACC, an easier conference?
Yeah,
Am I wrong about that?
The story is this, that Roy Kramer went to Tallahassee. He was meeting with them, and Bobby Bowden had some specific demands, and they could not be accommodated. And I think Kramer walked out and said, this is not going to work. FSU didn't want any part of the SEC in 1990. We'll take a break.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.